Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Helgeland, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
In praying about and reflecting on things to share with you today, I feel like a million ideas came to my mind, but none of them actually felt right to share. But one thing that did keep coming back, which is something that I felt called to share with a lot of people, is Mother Teresa's humility list. So about a year and a half ago, I was visiting a friend, and on the wall in her house, she had this humility list written by Mother Teresa, and I'd never seen it before, and I thought it was so beautiful, and I said, where'd you get this? And, you know, she tells me how she and her roommates came to find it, and I'm reading through it, and it's just these practical tips of how to strive for the virtue of humility. Because I think somebody said it so well. They said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And all of these things on her bulleted list are just practical tips of how to do that. And now I really love the Litany of Humility, but I will be honest, whenever I feel called to pray it, I get scared because I'm like, oh no, this is just, I'm going to trip in front of a large group of people tomorrow because I prayed this today, or like my pants are going to rip or something silly like that, which is just like a stupid thing to think. But I love the humility list because there are simple things to actually reflect on what it means to be truly humble. And I believe they draw us closer to the heart of Jesus and his deep humility, and helps us to be a little bit more like him. So I wanted to share that list with you today, but then I also wanted to close in prayer with the Litany of Humility. So here is Mother Teresa's humility list. Number one, speak as little as possible about yourself. Number two, keep busy with your own affairs and not those of others. Number three, avoid curiosity. Number four, do not interfere in the affairs of others. Number five, accept small irritations with good humor. Number six, do not dwell on the faults of others. Number seven, accept censures even if unmerited. Number eight, give in to the will of others. Number nine, accept insults and injuries. Number 10, accept contempt, being forgotten and disregarded. Number 11, be courteous and delicate, even when provoked by someone. Number 12, do not seek to be admired and loved. Number 13, do not protect yourself behind your own dignity. Number 14, give in discussions, even when you are right. Number 15, choose always the more difficult task. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, Deliver me, O Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That, in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I go unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.